Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
And it's back to the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. This upcoming segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first, 214 or 817-333-3333. With Frankel & Frankel, there is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
All day, fade down the right side. McConkie completely uncovered. Diggs jogging after him. Touchdown, Los Angeles.
Oh, man, that's going to be a conversation piece for sure. Later here, when we have Stephen Jones on coming up at noon today. Obviously, want to ask a little bit about how they felt his game looked, but I think everybody saw what they saw out there, and it wasn't good. So that's kind of rough right there. We'll get into what Jerry Jones said about Matt Eberflus in just a moment, but before we do, man, this is amazing. The AFC is keeping it kind of exciting. Yeah. As at the moment, there are only two teams that have clinched a playoff spot. Now, the Texans have a 96% chance. The Bills, a 99% chance. Chargers, 99. Jaguars, 99. Steelers, 89%. So everything's pretty locked up there. There are some tricky things on the bubble with the Colts and Ravens there, but as you saw, Lamar Jackson with another injury, and the Colts, as I predicted, not going to be able to finish this year out the way they want to. I think they're done, but it's pretty fascinating to see. Right now, you got Seahawks is the one, Bears is the two, Eagles 3, the Panthers are 4, but they haven't clinched. So they're still, the Buccaneers and are in that conversation there. And then you got the Packers at 7, Rams 5, and Niners at 6. This thing is wrapping up a little bit early. And I wonder, you know, when the NFL is like, hey, let's make the season longer. If they anticipated more and more of this, of the, hey, dude, the season might be wrapped up 2-3 games before the season's over for a lot of teams. Do we even have intrigue for the final 2 or 3 games of the year? Because you know they want 20. Like they're pushing for 18 right now, but 20 is the big number that they ultimately want to get to. So how would that – I don't understand how you would make that even more interesting if you're sitting there going, hey, 3-4 games till the end of the year, this thing's done.
Yeah, and you see that with other sports that have longer seasons. I know with certain divisions within baseball, it's a lot tighter than others, but you every now and then you'll get that fun race, like the Rangers World Series run in 2023. You had that in the AL West where it did go down to the bitter end, everybody jockeying for position. But outside of that, you can see, especially in some of those National League divisions, where you have some real powerhouses like the Dodgers, like things are done pretty early, and it makes that division uninteresting, but it also makes the league uninteresting. Yeah. And you could get that same effect in football with the conference itself, because wild card teams don't really get much love in general. Nobody really cares as much. It's always who's the best of the best. And like, I'm still trying to figure out, are the Broncos for real? You know, are they elite? Are they just lucky? Whatever. Like, I'm trying to figure out the top of the top. And with the AFC, it feels like that happens pretty early every year. We're going to see a world where there is finally going to be a cream of the crop NFC team that's going to do that year in and year out. And I'm going to hate it, because when you do get to 20 games, like you're saying, that you could get to week 16 and you're like, okay, I kind of know how this is going to go. And it makes it to where, because week 18 every year now, you're not watching.
Mm-hmm.
You're not watching any meaningless game just because you're like, oh, I want to see this person play. No, you're watching the games that actually have division and playoff implications. And there's maybe what? Three of those?
Yeah.
Four of those? In any given season, at the end, that final week of the season always feels irrelevant. And it almost feels like the equivalent of the week 3 preseason game, where it's like the scouts game.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, let's take a look at next year. Let's take a look at who is next in line. I don't like that. I want every game to mean something, especially because we only get a few months of football, of pro football. I want it to mean something. And that's why I do enjoy the college football format now. I do feel like it still means something outside of conference championships and whatnot. It feels meaningful up until the end, outside of maybe 1, 2, 3, and 4. But the NFL is going to have to deal with that, and I don't think they've accounted for that, if we're being honest.
When you talk about baseball, and I know you're talking about that one year, but we've seen plenty of years where it's coming down to the last series or a play-in game. You know, like, we've seen things where we've been like, hold on, did three different teams, they needed this win to happen in order for, and all of them were winning. And you got this moment. Obviously, baseball sets up for that kind of drama in a ninth inning, but you get a walk-off double to get you into a playoff game. Every fan base is locked in on something like that because they get excited. And what that does is it pops for playoffs. Now, the NFL does not need a pop for playoffs. People are going to show up. They understand that. And then maybe that is part of the, guys, why would we do anything? We're too good. We're too big to fail. Everybody's already there. It's built in. We have the biggest audience, the most fans. They'll be back all the time. Maybe that's where they are, but I feel like there's a little less intrigue, especially whenever you're where we are. Now, if you're in the playoffs, hey, these last couple games are fantastic. You want to see these guys for next year. You want to see. You're like, okay, I did hate hearing something yesterday. In 877-881-1053. Do you understand why Dak is playing or wants to play in these final games? I did hear yesterday he said, I think it was the report from Christina Pink, he said he wants to hopefully capture some momentum for next year. And I was like, dude, that doesn't work. Not all these guys are going to be there with you next year. So you can't say that any momentum that Terrence Steele got in the game against the Chargers, that he's going to carry that over.
Sure.
You don't carry momentum. Now, you grow, you develop, you get better. There was a moment where I was like, I was terrified when he got hit on that last play. I was like, please don't be a separated shoulder. Like, that would be the worst thing, is for him to separate a shoulder. Now, he's got a problem until next season, and we're going to spend the whole offseason frustrated about trying to figure out what our quarterback situation is. But he wants to play. And no Cowboys quarterback has ever led the league in passing. And so maybe that's something that's driving him. But I always go back to something Tony Romo said. Tony Romo, I was working in the Cowboys. I was working for The Fan. But I was going and getting audio from all the Cowboys practices and press conferences. I was covering it for The Fan. And I was that dude that had to stand up, because every Thursday Tony Romo spoke, and I had to hang from his locker with one arm and hold my recorder in his right above, in front of his face, with the other arm. And he had broken his ribs, and he was kind of, you know, very gingerly walking into the locker room and sitting down, and he was talking quietly, and somebody asked him, like,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Like, dude, you're all beat up like this. Why? Why do you do it? And he said, and Dak said this a couple times. He's like, look, we only have in our career so many games we are allowed to play. And if you don't go out there, you miss that opportunity to play. They love the game. They get into this game because they want to do it. I hated missing work last week because I love this job. I enjoy coming in every day. I enjoy hanging out with you guys and talking to the Tolos and having fun with them. And Romo's like, I enjoy the opportunities to be in the locker room with the fellas. And then, like, you get fired from a job, you can go find that job somewhere else. You are done playing in the NFL at 31 years old. You're done playing in the NFL. You can't go find that same adrenaline rush somewhere else. You're not going to get it. So what Dak is saying is, if I'm healthy and able to play, I want to go out there for that, for the enjoyment of it. And I get what Romo's saying is the league, your career is only so long in the NFL. And so if you skip out on those games, it's going to be something that you're probably going to regret and be like, man, I wish I had done that. And they don't want to. So that is why Dak wants to be out there right now. Obviously, he wants to be out there. He wants to be winning games and putting themselves in positions for playoffs. But I think the most thing is, look, if I have the legs to be able to stand up and throw the football, I want to be able to take part in that.
Yeah, and it's definitely a pride thing, too, because these guys, they live and breathe this. Even the guys that you don't really think do, like, you look at a George Pickens and you see the antics and the stuff that's going to go viral that's not exactly because of a play or whatnot. That dude loves football and lives and breathes this game and this sport. And Dak shows you that in every press conference, the way he handles his off-season preparation. And I remember the week that Joe Burrow came back, he did the pregame 30-second interview on the sideline. And they're like, the season's practically lost. Why come back now? And he was like, I love this game. And I love these guys. Like, I just want to show up for my guys. And it sends a message. And I feel like for Dak, that's probably what it is, hey, this season was not good by any stretch of the imagination. Like, the offense was one of the best in football, but did it result in a winning record? No.
No.
It's a bad season. So I think he wants to show that, hey, I don't care about the outside noise. I don't care about the draft pick. Like, I want to show up for you guys. And there's something to be said for that whenever there's a guy like Ryan Flannoy, who he's getting more and more involved in the offense each week. It would be unfair to his progression if a guy like Dak doesn't show up. If CD said, nah, I'm good. You know, I want to protect myself. I'm ready for next year. Sure, more snaps for a guy like him, but it's unfair. I think it's just unfair in Dak's mind to the team if he's supposed to be the leader. I mean, remember you guys asked the Joneses about who's the leader on defense, and Jerry said Dak.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it, at that point, if that's the statement and that's the sentiment we're going to put out to the fans, is that Dak is the gear that drives this machine. Without him, we cannot move. It would be totally unfair to the team for him to step away. So from Dak's POV, I understand it. From mine, I don't. I'm with you. I'm with Kevin when I say, look, you're healthy now. You should probably keep it that way. Don't risk it. But a guy that is just so addicted to being the right guy for the job is never going to give up.
Yeah, no, you're dead on about that. From the 903, I get it from a player's perspective, but not an organization standpoint. I'm with you there. When it comes to the organization, now, the fans and the organization are two separate entities.
Yeah.
Fans will say, tank for this, tank mm-hmm. for that. Organizations will not, they don't want to tank. There is a lot going on NFL-wise where you say, hey, we just tanked. And the NFL goes, what are you doing? We're not supposed to do that.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to raise your hand and say you're doing it. There is an organic way to do it, obviously. But you can't just raise your hand and say that you've decided to start doing that. There are also lots of jobs on the line. Lots of dudes
yeah.
that have reasons to be out there and do their thing and show best tape. All those things for sure. Fans, though, are very quickly, they see the writing on the wall. And we go, okay, this season's done with. Let's go ahead and move on to next year. And a lot of people that are in that building are like, this is my only year here. This is the only year that I have to be here. So they're waiting on that. So that's another thing. Let's go to cut 15. Jerry was asked after the game, could you fire Matt Eberflus before the season ends?
No, no, I won't. Now, I won't do it. I can say that. That's less than 2 weeks to go, but I can say that, and I don't want to be unfair. Let me tell you, I can't tell you the kind of support that Eberflus has and had when we hired him. I mean, it was as thorough as any player coach I've seen. I've got to say this, that it absolutely is not his total making relative to where we are right now with our defense. And I'll stand up at one point in the line. Some of you criticize, and I completely understand that.
Jerry, that's interesting because multiple times yesterday he did point out that he had, you know, he was involved in that. He understands that it's not turning out the way he expected it to. He's giving credence to that, which I think this is a smart time of year for him to do that when things are all bad and you're just trying to figure out. You're just like, you know what? I'll follow my sword because then people will forgive me. That usually is the way that he does this.
Sure.
But when it comes to I was excited about Eberflus. I liked him as a linebackers coach here, and I thought that there was some toughness that the Bears defense played with. I thought there was some toughness that the Colts defense played with at times when he was up there, but the product you've seen has proven that he's stuck in something, and I don't know exactly what it is. There's no reason at this point. There's really no reason to fire him before the season's over.
No.
They don't have anybody, I think, really in house that they're like, we're going to go with you mm-mm. as the interim anyway, or you're going to be the. There's no reason to do that right now. It's just going to be the Cowboys on the defensive side of the ball for the next two games are probably going to look pretty porous. It's probably going to look pretty bad, and it's probably going to be very frustrating for Cowboys fans. Eberflus's name will continue to come up, but it's likely, after what you've seen so far, it won't come up much more after that. The Saturday that was that killed the Cowboys' chances. Next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.